The Gemara says now, if you want to tell me that the Girsa now Mishnah is Oy Shedra Oy Gogoles, if so, Hani Shiva Heaven, then there are seven questions here, not six. Shedra and Gogoles has a Shiloh of Tumah by itself. So why do you say there's only six? The Chur is there's seven over here.
Yeah.
But this is a Shiloh, but it has Tumas oil here or not. So Chur you say, you see it's one case? Shedra and Gogoles is one case? Because otherwise there should be seven questions. So more stuff like this, no. Ki ketoni kol hecho de pola gole rabim. True, really, Shedra and Gogoles could be two separate cases. So then you have the question, there are seven questions here. So why do we only say six? So I'll answer you, one of them we don't include. I'll tell you that kol hecho de pola gole rabim, lafuki etzem kisoro ti yachodu de pola gole. We only mean six cases where the Chachamim argue against Rabbi Akiva. But this one case of Etzem Kisaira, the question we have is bone, the size of a barley that broke in half, the one that argues is not a Rabbin, but only a Yochid. Tatanya we learned, Etzem Kisaira Shenechlak Lishnayim. If you have this bone from a mace, that was the size of a Saira of a barley, and now it broke in half, so some Achleikas does still have Tumas HaMeis on it or not. Rabbi Akiva Matame, Rabbi Akiva says if you touch it, or you master, you carry it, you become Tamei. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mitar, and Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, it's Tahor. So therefore it's very good. Really, Shedra and Gogoles could be two separate cases. It could be in the Mishnah, each one of them by itself has Tumas Oil. And the reason why here it only says six cases, even though it says seven cases, because one case we don't include, the case of a Shiloh with a bone broken half, since it's not a Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Akiva, only a Yochid, that's not one of these six cases. The six cases means six cases where the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Akiva. So therefore everything is good. The boy is saying another terrorist could be like this. That the boy is saying, Maki Ketoni Eivim in Ameis. When does it say in this Greisa? Eivim in Ameis. Ki Ketoni Eivim in Ameis. But Eivim in Achai Lo Ketoni. Maybe take out Eivim in Achai. That doesn't belong here.
Yeah, I could be facing this course as a little gist, the different gears that I said. His today's gears was the boy said, Ketani, midi de meis. Midi de chai, like Ketani, that's what I mean to say. But the chosh, the banner, she should devour, made them in a chai. That's what I mean to say. Now, don't include in these six things, made them in a chai. It's the question, we're saying there are six cases that has to do with the meis that we're talking about. So the case of Abram and Achai, a limb that came from a live person, that don't include, because that we're not talking about. So therefore, there are six cases here which have to do with the mace. That's what the Gemara means. That Kiktoni, Eivim in a mace, but Eivim in a chad like a toni. The boy is saying another terrace says, Kiktoni, Kolhecha, Denozir, Megaleach, Alehiloi. We only mean there are six cases here that Rabbi Meir said it's Tomei, that if a Nozir goes into its oil, that the Nozir becomes Tomei. And the question is whether it has Tumas oil also or not. La fuke yetzem kisoira delay. Mashenkin, the question about a bone that's only the size of a seira, that for sure has no tumas oil. Even according to Rabbi Meir that says it's tamei, it's not worse than a bone. That one bone by itself has no tumas oil. It's only has tumas mag or mas if you touch it. But to be metame be oil, that for regular person you have to have a revia sakav worth of bones. And for Nozir, that's the loch, you have to have a chatzi akav. You have to have a chatzi akav worth of bones, then there'll be a tumas oil even for Nozir. The boy is saying another terrace is like this. Ki ketoni, when does the Brisa say there are six questions, six cases? Kol hecha dehodebe. It meant to say there are six cases there that Rabbi Akiva retracted. That first he said they were tamei, and then he said no, he agreed to chomim that they are tahor. But Leafuka reveals Dam. But even though before we have seven cases, the one of the seven cases of Kiva did not retract. He still holds from. So therefore it's good why it says six. Six means there are six cases where he was Chayzer. Which case was he not Chayzer? That's by reveals Dam. The Lehodabe. The Omale Rebbe. Lebakaporo, because Rebbe said to Bakaporo, Leitishna reveals Dam Bechazara. Don't learn that Raisa, that the loch of Revia Saddam that came out of two mesim, that the Rabbi Akiva retracted. Because he did not. Shereli Muda, Shere Rabbi Akiva Biyadai.
because we know Rabbi Kiva's learning is with us. In other words, we know that Rabbi Kiva still holds this halacha, that he holds that a Revi'ah Sadam that comes from two Mesim still has tumor on it.
That's how he says,
The Gemara says, "Hamikra Masayaya." We also have a raya proof from the pasuk that we dashed before. That the pasuk says, "V'yakol nafshayis meis." What's this lashon plural of nafshayis meis leyavoi? So that's Rabbi Kiva dashed before. That needs to say that afilo a revias adam that comes from two meisim also has tumas oil on it. So the kid said, this Rabbi Kiva still holds, he's not chayzer from this halacha. That if you have a revias adam that comes from two mason, still it's tummy. So that's what he wants to say, that in this case, Abad Rabbi Kiva was not chayzer. Now, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says no. The Torah says, Rabbi Shimon is coming now to tell us, Rabbi Shimon loyma k'rebi, to Rabbi Kiva loy chazaboy. Rabbi Shimon is also coming to tell us, like Rebbe, that Rabbi Kiva was not chayzer. Elishama derech kantor kalpi Rabbi Kiva shama im mishimeis chazaboy en yudeya. Whereas he also meant to say that he's not chayzer, but he didn't say it in a nice way. Rabbi Shimon oimer ad yomav hoyim etama im mishimeis chazaboy en yudeya. Meant to say that Kozman, he was alive, Rabbi Kiva did not retract. But if he retracted after he died, then I don't know. That's the way he said his lashon. Now, he meant to say also, Rabbi Kiva was not chayzer. Just he didn't say it in a nice way. He said lashon is that ad yomav hoyim etame. Like Kozman, he was alive. Rabbi Kiva used to say it's tame. If mishemes chazabai, if he retracted after he died, any yodaya. So Mara says Tanya was learned that huchshiru shinov mipnei Tani Yosef. That later Rabbi Shimon realized he didn't talk nice about Rabbi Kiva, so because of this he put himself into tainus. He fasted a long time, that his teeth became black because of that. The Torah says, "Tana hushchu v'shinov, she Rabbi Shimon mifnei Tani Yosef mifnei Shein derecheres ledabra Rabbi v'loshin zeh." It's not nice to talk about your Rebbe like this. To say that as long as he was alive, I didn't hear him. I always heard he was tamei. If he retracted after he died, then I don't know. Like, you don't talk like that. If you want to say you know that he didn't retract, you should have said that my Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, was not chayzer. Since he said in this lashon, it wasn't a nice derech eretz, therefore Rebbe Shimon felt bad about it. And Rechami was Yoshev Atainis, Yomer Rabbe. Toshima, come in here. The Tanya will not like this. Beishama Yomrim, Roy Viratzomois, Minatzomim. If you have a revius, a roivach kav of bones, minat sonim from different bones, is oy mishnayim by mishloisha, whether it comes from two or from three different mason. So Taisa says like this, Toshema, detoni beishama yemrim, roivach atzomois minat sonim minashnayim on minagimel, pirish. Oy mishnayim by migimel evorim. It could be that this roivach atzomois came from either two or three different limbs. Not only three different mesim, but from two or three different limbs. Is yitame roivat somois b'yoyl. If you have a roveya, a roiva kav from this bones, it has tumas oil. Vaito be'silu loimim, be'silu says, the Gemara says, that roiva min agaviyah, you have to have roviya sakav min agaviyah, mashma, so he says, let me say, from the ikra ha-meis, you have to have it from one mace, and it has to be, min agaviyah usually means from the body itself, and it has to be me roiv ha-binyin or me roiv ha-minyin. That this roiv ha-kav has to come either from the roiv ha-binyin, from the majority of the height of the body itself, from the skeleton of the body, or me roiv ha-minyin, not from the majority of the skeleton, but of the roiv of the minyin, the account, the amount of bones, how many amount of bones do you have there? Or me roiv ha-minyin. So it says, that a besil loimrim min ha-gviya pirish. Meyikar ha'gviya means meroiv ha'binyan or meroiv ha'minyan. Sher remach evorim yesh biyodim. A person has 248 evorim. Katanya b'resh masech toilis. The kof chof hei heim roiv minyan. If you have 125, that's the roiv account. V'yim tofash kof chof hei atzomis. If you have 125 bones, shehemidu ha'roiv yitame b'yoyil. If you have 125 bones that make up a roiv ha'kav, that would be metama to Masayil. that you have a Reiv Akav that has inside it either a Reiv of the Binyan or a Reiv of the Minyan. And Beishami says, no, it doesn't have to be from Reiv of the Binyan or Reiv of the Minyan. It's enough if you have this Reiv of Akav from bones, from just two or three limbs of the body. It doesn't have to be from Reiv of the Minyan. So that's the Machlokes Beishami and Beisilo. And this, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yeshua, Yechoyni Lasois, I could make it that Divrei Beishami v'Divrei Beisilo Kiyechot. I can make it that maybe there's no Machlokes between Beishami and Beisilo. Hatayu Shebeishamai, Yomim Beishamai says, Mishnayim oi Mishloisha, that what does Beishamai mean? That it came from two or from three different limbs, you know what it means? Oi Mishnei Shukayim, V'yerech Echod, either from the two shoulders and one thigh, oi Mishnei Yerechayim, from the two thighs, V'shek Echod and one shoulder. Hoyo V'royev Gavoya Shalodom, because this is the rove height of the person. So could be that Beis Shammai says two or three, he means two or three limbs, which is the rove of the binyan of the Yadam. He meant to say the shoulders and the thighs. That's the rove of the binyan. That's what he says. Om Rav Yeshua Yechon Lassa Divra Beis Shammai Midam Beis Tilek Echad. She Beis Shammai Yemim Mishnayim Gimel and Beis Shukum Yem. Nimtza rove binyan Eshel Adam. Tanina. It also means the rove of the binyan. And that's like Beis Hillel says. That if you have rove of the height, that's enough. Beisilu says, min ha-gviya, what does it mean to say roiv of a car from the body? Oy me roiv binyan am roiv minyan. What does that mean? Hoyl v'yeshnam, the mifrike yodayim v'reglayim. If you have from the mifrike, from the joints of the hands and the feet, that's also enough. Because even though the joint, the hands and the feet don't make up the roiv of the height, but I call upon him, each joint has a lot of different bones there, and each bone is another aver, so you can have roiv of the amount of bones of the body. That's why he says, "Ubeisil loymer min agviyim roiv haminyan, hoyel v'yeshnim roiv haminyan, dainam mifrike yodayim v'raglayim." You just have the joints of the hands and the feet. That makes up the roiv of the minyan, of the account. Beisil lari b'roiv abo min roiv abinyan. Or beisil lari b'roiv abo b'roiv abinyan. Or mara machod v'loi pligi. That's the way, this is what Rabbi Shimon said. So they could say there's no machlokes between Beishamai and Beisil. That one says one and one says the other one. Yeah. Yeah, so he says, the omifrike yadayim v'raglayim. Yeah, and Tosfos says what? That the mifrike, that the joints of the hands and the feet, that is the rove of binyan. Rove of minyan, below rove of binyan, first and second oilis. The parsas haraglayim yesh lamid, the feet itself has 30. Shisha b'chol etzpa, 6 on each finger, or pisa sayad shloshim, shisha b'chol etzpa, haray kuf chof, you have 120 evorim, b'yadayim raglayim. You have 30, but each foot has 30, that's 60. And a piece of sayad in the yad, you have 36. So 2 times 36, so together you have 120. Yeah. So kids, so that's the way you have roib of the minion of the bones. So that's what the Shimon wants to say. That is no machloik, it's Beisham and Beisil. Yeah, now Rashi Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, that's what Yeshua wants to say. That you, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, that Yechon Yilas of Dibur Beisham and Dibur Beisilu Kiyachot. That Yeshua said he can make it. There is no machlokes between Beisham and Beisilu. So what does Gemara say? Now Shammai Yomer, Shammai says no. That Afilu Etzem Min HaShedra Min HaGolus. That even if you only have a bone from the Shedra, from the Golus, that also has Tumas Sameis. So Lechura, we see clearly either one is enough, that according to Shammai, one alone is enough. So Tayyip says, Gesalka Dayadach Midakama Shammai Yetzemecha Min HaShedra Min HaGolus, Metama B'yoy Mechlaz L'Rabbon of the Kamri, Lo Yetzemecha Min HaShedra Min HaGolus, Metama, Havo HaShedra Gufa, V'Golus Gufa Metama. That Shammai is being Mechadish here, one bone from the backbone, or one bone from the skull is enough. So true, the Chom Magi wants Shammai. But the Havamina is, how far does the Chum argue? So you only argue that you have to have the whole skull, or you have to have the whole Shedra. But I call upon a mashma, the Shedra by itself, or the Gerlis by itself, would be enough. So Gemara says, no. I tell you, Shamai, the Machmir. Shamai is very, very Machmir. He tackles even one bone from the skull, or one bone from the backbone, that's enough to have a Tumas Oil. But it could be the Chachamim that argue on Shamai disagree, not only is a whole Gugurlis not enough, but you have to have two things. You have to have a Gugurlis with the Shedra, could be. So again, we have no proof. So Mar says now, Lifshut Minor, that Taimo Dish Be Shamai the Machmir. A Kopon, we should bring a proof over here that Be Shamai is a Chumrah. That he sold the Tumas, the Yetzim, the Shedra Levad, or the Yetzim, the Gugurlis Levad is enough. Let's bring a proof to the opposite. Let's be pushed from here then. Tak, he's a big machmir. But machmir chom, the whole, you have to have both. So it could be no. Loi. Ad kan loi pligi rabbona ledi shamele b'yetzim echot. It's not, there's no proof. It could be that maybe the chom only argue on shamai, that one bone by itself is not enough. The yasya min ha-shedra min ha-gerlis. Havel heichot yisa b'yenai. But when you have the whole backbone, or you have the whole or Shedra, afilu chad min hoin, maybe it's enough for one of them. Maybe just the Gugurlis or just the Shedra is enough to have Tumas Oyim. So the kids said, we're not pushing our first Shiloh. That when our Mishnah says that you have the bones of the skull or the bones of the backbone that have Tumas Meis, and even by oil, does it mean both together or either one by itself? So we're not pushing the Shiloh. Now the verse is right there. Boy Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma has a question like this. If you have a roiva, revius of a calf of bones that comes from the shedra of the gerlas mai, what is a nazir tummy with it that he has to be like a leach, start over again as naziris? In other words, kiketoni chatzi kavat somois. When does our mishnah say this new halacha that a nazir has to have more than a revius, but a chatzi kav of somois hechadika mishari varuf? That's where the bone comes from, the other part of the body. But if it comes from the backbone or from the skull, maybe I feel a roiva atzamas. Maybe it's enough just to have a roiva atzamas. Maybe still there's no difference. You have to have a chatzi akav, it's not enough. Bones from the shedra making up a roiva of a calf. Some of our brother says, Toshima, come in here. It says in the Mishnah, shedra b'gugurlis. Now we start to die to roiva atzamas. The yosim in shedra b'gugurlis, that you have to have still a roiva of atzamis is enough. That comes from the shedra of gerlis, is chomir. Listening a roiva atzamis habom in a shedra. So why doesn't it say this already?
Base here.
Yes. He says it goes like this. Now we sagadaitach what roiva atzamis yosim is shedra of gerlis. Tomei, that's like a tomei. Listening, why don't the Mishnah say this? A roiva atzamis habom in a shedra. Like if it's true, the Mishnah should have said it. So Mar says, I have a Rav Udiyama, La Nitzchel, the Shedra of Gerlis, Shein Bar Rav Atzamas. Rav says, no, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though there's no Rav Atzamas, that's what the Mishnah means. If you have the Shedra of Gerlis, even though it's not a Rav Atzamas, it has Tumah. So Mar says, Basel the Shomer of Rekiva. That's after he heard from Rav Akiva. Now, call upon him, this Shiloh is also not Peshit. All right, we'll go over again to this Shiloh again tomorrow. We'll stop here.
Yeah.
Yeah, holding daf nun gimel amar aleph. The last shiloh we had before the last gemara was that Rami Bachom asked the question, if you have a roiva atzomis, if you have only a roiva of a kav is a measurement, you only have a quarter of a kav worth of atzomis bones from a mace. But they come in hashedra v'gugolus. They come from the backbone of the mace and from the gugolus. My, what's the halacha then? In other words, even though in the last mishnah we had it says that a nazir only becomes tamei that stops his naziris if he touches a chatzi kav atzamas. Not touches, it has to be b'oil. If he goes into to the same room where there's a chatzi kav, then a nazir becomes tamei and he says to his naziris. But the mishnah said clearly a revius akav, he's not says to his naziris. The question is now, maybe that's only when the bones came from the other parts of the body. Abu min shedra begulgarlis the chamiri afilu roiva tzomis. That was the Gemara Shailam. But if the roiva kav of the bones come from the bones that are made up from his backbone of the mace and from the skull of the mace, maybe that's muachamer, and maybe there even a roiva of a kav, only a quarter of a kav worth of bones, is enough to make a tumas oil that would be sourced to the din and naziris. Maybe there's no difference. Yes, if this is the last Gemara again on Nun Beis and Mabeis. The bottom of Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Toshima, come in here. He says, Na Mishnah ha shedra bagulgeles, that if a person touches a nazir, touches or comes in an oiho, where there's the shedra and the gulgeles, he's tummy. Now, Vizaka daitach roiva at somus, the yasim in shedra bagulgeles, is tummy. If you want to tell me that there's a chiddish, that just with the roiva of a kava batzomis that comes from the backbone and the skull, on those who has tumas oil, listening a roiva batzomis abomin ashedra. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Let the Mishnah say this chiddush, that you have a roiva batzomis that comes from the backbone and the skull, on those who has tumay.